Hundreds of thousands of veterans and service members are going back to school now thanks to the drawdown in Iraq and the post-9/11 GI Bill. But as WNYC's Abby Fentress Swanson reports, the education benefit isn't helping all of them make the transition from military to university life. Here's our next installment in WNYC's Adjusting to Home series.
7 years ago, Luis Perez dropped out of the Borough of Manhattan Community College to enlist in the Army Infantry. He was 19 when he was deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq. Perez's job? He was what's known as a Mortarman 11 Charlie. His task was to navigate armored vehicles through landmines and IEDs, and when necessary, fire mortar bombs at the enemy. After serving 4.5 years of active duty, Perez returned to the South Bronx in 2008 and re-enrolled in school.
Came back, everything being the same. So I felt like I just pressed play again. I was on pause and just ended up restarting my back from where I started.
The skills that made Perez a good mortar man, figuring out who the enemy was, being a good gunner, and not getting shot, didn't translate well to the classroom. He spent 1.5 years taking remedial courses to catch up to his classmates, but he had trouble choosing a major. He tried engineering and accounting before settling on criminal justice. He felt frustrated watching others pass him by.
Because you start seeing people graduating and moving on, and you're like, damn, I'm still here? And then you'll talk to them next semester, and they're like, hey, you finished? I'm like, nah, I just changed majors. They're like, yeah, and you're still here? What are you waiting on? Like,
long deployments and highly specialized jobs can leave a disconnect between veterans and their friends and family members. There are non-academic programs that can ease the readjustment, but finding the right one is tough. Many vets are reluctant to ask for help. According to the Department of Education, only 10% of veterans who started college in 2003 earned a bachelor's degree within 6 years, compared with 31% of non-veteran students.
When you come home, a lot of the adaptations that were very, very functional in a war zone are dysfunctional on the backside, so they have to be undone.
Wilbur Scott is a sociology professor at the U.S. Air Force Academy and the author of The Politics of Readjustment. His research shows that veterans may not be able to focus on coursework if they haven't readjusted to civilian life.
A lot of vets have to figure out how to make sense out of what's happened and find some resolution on their own. And that's kind of the bottom line in readjustment.
A spokesman for the Department of Veterans Affairs says paying for veterans' education or technical training gives them an opportunity most Americans don't get. The post-9/11 GI Bill provides full tuition and fees for in-state public school veterans who have at least 90 days of service after September 11, 2001. $17,500 will be reimbursed annually for those in private school. It also includes a housing and book stipend. So far, some 700,000 veterans, service members, and their beneficiaries have used the bill to pay for college or vocational training. Wilfred Cotto, who is CUNY's coordinator for Veterans Affairs, says he's seen a major spike in veteran student enrollment in the last few years.
So it took us to over 3,000 student veterans enrolled, and at community colleges, student veteran enrollment grew by 233%.
It's too soon to say how Dwayne Gore will do at Mercy College in the Bronx.
Right now we're on the third floor. This is where I go every time for my math.
The gangly 20-year-old just got back from a 10-month deployment at Joint Base Balad in Iraq. His expertise, computers and radios. He's hoping to use the GI Bill to get a bachelor's degree in computer science. Since he hasn't been in an academic setting in a while, he's starting out with some basic biology and math classes.
Yeah, right now we're learning fractions and decimals. Basic stuff, high school stuff.
Roger Sue lives with his mom in Elmhurst, Queens, near the Long Island Railroad tracks, and not too far from Newtown High School, where he met an Army recruiter at age 17.
When I joined, it was right at the beginning of 2001, before 9/11. So basically it was a promise of adventure, something different, better yourself, which it did.
2 years later, Sue was deployed to Forward Operating Base Spiker, near Tikrit, Iraq. He fixed night vision goggles, mine detectors, and other electronic devices inside trucks parked on the battlefield. He witnessed the death of several men and women he worked with. He was riding in vehicles that were hit by enemy fire. Sue says although he wasn't diagnosed with PTSD, he can't forget what he saw. He returned from Iraq in 2005.
When I first left, it was really hard to adjust. Like, I always had to carry my M16. So when I had to give it back, there was something missing. Like, I would freak out in the morning. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yet in 2009, with financial aid from the VA, Sue graduated with a BA in accounting from Queens College. He has yet to find a full-time job and says he still has flashbacks of Iraq almost every day.
It's kind of hard to ignore that kind of experience. I can still go back and like just see faces that I've worked with for like 2-3 years. And then like over here, like I can barely remember what I learned in college.
A group of senators and advocates who lobbied to pass the post-9/11 GI Bill are now pushing for new legislation. It would require the VA to collect degree completion data from schools in an effort to track the over $17 billion spent so far in schooling for recent veterans and service members. For WNYC, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson.